Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. And tonight we're dealing with Black Hebrew Women Month. We are dealing with the matriarchs of the Bible. And today we're dealing with Eve. We started with wisdom. We continue with understanding, then we picked up virtue, and then we picked up helping, and now here we are with Eve. So, that being said, we want to open this up to our brothers and sisters, and just want to let everybody know that this don't have anything to do with nationality, anything like this. This woman is the mother of all living, and if you come through her, you are going to receive eternal life, and that's one of His daughters. She's going to show you how to live. She's going to direct you to one of those gates that's written in heaven, the 12 tribes on. She's going to direct you to one of those gates. So, we're being real practical, but the thing is, we are really trying to get this point across is that the kingdom wasn't built on just Moses and David and Solomon. The kingdom was built on Eve and Sarah, Rachel, Leah, those things, and I didn't say it exactly in order, but that's exactly what we're getting at. So, with all that being said, we want to ask our brothers if we can approach God and stand and face Jerusalem, and if we can ask our sisters if they also can stand and face Jerusalem, and our brothers to uncover their heads, and our sisters to cover their heads as we approach the Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. And Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their family. And Father, have mercy. And give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. And send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them to a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen. The light back. Amen. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Amen. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with praise, and with thy honor all thy day. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalm 71, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' holy mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we're going to open up the lines on Facebook Live.
Are you open on there?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. And let me put my phone on do not disturb. Amen.
Shalom, Israelites. Welcome again to the Sounds of Living Waters. We are in that Black History Month. We're dealing with Black Hebrew women of the Bible, and now we're dealing with Eve. Why not Eve? Because they all came from her, and I know we want to give Adam and Eve a bad rap, man, and we can't, because we came from them. So we can't kick against the pricks, man. We can't dishonor the root, or else how you gonna grow?
Dig?
So we gotta love on them, man, because they gave a lot to us when you consider those things. Even though sin is in the picture, but you still won't have no Michael Jordans. You won't have, you know, none of those type of things like supernatural, man, that's, you know, Peter, like receiving the blind and Jesus waking up the dead and things like that. Paul waking up the dead, you know.
Amen.
You wouldn't have those things unless it was from Adam. Because Adam had those gifts first. He didn't give us the gifts and didn't give them to Adam. He gave us to Adam. He gave him everything because he was created in the image of God. So he gave him everything. And Adam gave him to us as an inheritance. So we all do different things before God. We prophesy in part. We perform miracles in part, things like that. But we do defense and, you know, and the word of God. It's not predicated that we should follow a duck. It don't work that way. It works like how he sees fit, you know, and that's where you want to fit in, where he's at.
Amen.
Anyway, we did say we are dealing with Eve, man. So last time we left off, we had just brought her into the creation, why Adam even called her Eve, right? So let's pick that up. Let's start that, why Adam called her Eve. Let's start this at Proverbs chapter 8 and 22.
Proverbs 8 and 22?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Proverbs 8 and 22 reads, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old."
Stop. Pick it up at 1, right? Read 1 and then 22.
Okay, so go back.
Let's try that.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1 reads, "Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?"
So this is a female entity, and she's crying out to the sons of God. Not everybody, because not all of us is born of her. Just keep that in consideration. Continue.
Amen. Verse 2, "She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the palaces of the path." I mean, places of the path, forgive me. "She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the door."
So Leah and Rachel named every gate of New Jerusalem. They named every last one.
Amen.
So we can say what we want to say about women being silent in the church. That comes with understanding. And if you got a brother or sister that's in the word, they should have made those things clear if you have those type of ambitions. But this is that he said. Continue. Read that again.
Amen. Proverbs 8 and 1. "Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path."
Because he said path or the just lead more to the right and to the perfect day. Right? Continue.
"She cries at the gate."
That's New Jerusalem. Every gate that God came down with was named after one of the 12.
Man.
The 12 was named by Leah and Rachel. We haven't gotten to their story yet. But they're part of this Black Hebrew Woman History Month because they named the city, the gates of the city. That's why you got this testimony here that she cried at the gates of the city. What city? It can't be no other than New Jerusalem. Skip down to 22 now.
Proverbs 8 and 22 reads, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water."
Depth is a conversation of anything. Depth is the conversation that's nothing. Before there was nothing, wisdom was there. So God put everything that we know and see and have knowledge of into nothing.
Amen.
Nothing has to be the most powerfulest thing in all of the creation because nothing inhabits everything.
Amen.
So there's no power on nothing. There's no gauge on nothing. All we know is that he gave it north, south, and east and west.
Amen.
And when he did that, he made nothing spin. We got gravity. We got a solar system that spin around the sun that came from nothing. Continue.
Amen, babe.
Amen. Right. Continue.
Verse 25, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth.
Before there was a mountain,
yes.
You know, like Asia and Japan and the Philippines, they are on mountain peaks. They're not on mountains. They're on the peaks of mountains. That little bitty spike that sticks up from a mountain, that's where Japan and Asia, Philippines, Malaysia, South Korea, they're all there. They're on the peaks of the mountains. They're not on a mountain. America's is on a mountain. I mean, like, the mountain is big enough from the East Coast to the West Coast. That's how big this mountain is. But Japan and them, they're not on no mountain, man. They're on a peak. A wave can shake their mountain. A wave, a big giant wave from God can get them an earthquake. Because they're on the peaks.
Right.
They're not on the mountains. They're on a peak of a mountain. Where are we?
We're going to go to verse 26.
Continue.
Proverbs 8:26 reads, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens.
The highest parts would be in our world, Mount Everest, and those things that pertain to that type of structure, like, for instance, the Grand Canyon. And we do have that conversation, and it's also, you got rings around the tub, because it's sitting there showing that it was water above even the Grand Canyon. And the Lord allowed all that water to dissipate.
Amen.
And then he called the dry earth to appear.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, continue.
All right. Proverbs 8:26 reads, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was
there. The highest parts of the world is consciousness, because the world is society and transits and things like that. It's not a physical. The world, Satan is the god of this world because he's the god of this consciousness that's being presented or taught, you know, through education and government and entertainment, you know. The spirit is going to be taught. Continue.
Amen. Verse 27, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth.
So he gave nothing a compass.
Amen.
Right? So now read the definition for compass for me. Now, when he took nothing and he turned it into this, this what gave us gravity. Now watch this.
So compass.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the definition says, a device used to determine geographic direction, usually consisting of a magnetic.
So he put north, east, south, and west on nothing. What was nothing going to do other than go around in circles? It didn't have nowhere else to go. You know, if people say the earth is flat, but then you have a point of no return. So how is it that the earth is flat? No, the earth is round because you still have seasons.
Amen.
Continue.
Okay, a device used to determine geographic direction.
Okay, so he put a geographic direction on something that had no direction. Continue.
Usually consisting of a magnetic needle or needles horizontally mounted or suspended and free to pivot into align with the earth's magnetic field.
Oh, so we got a magnetic field that wisdom was in front of her, right? She was there. Eve was there. Why she was there. Continue.
It also says awareness or understanding of one's purpose or objectives. Then to make a circuit of circle.
See, so he did was when he created east, north, east, south and west, mm-hmm. he made nothing go into a circle. Now we got a magnetic pull, which is called gravity. He said it, I did it, I'm just reading it. Read that again.
To make a circuit of
it's electrical.
Circle.
Amen.
To surround and circle.
It's around, so it goes around. So he made nothing, bring nothing into a power that generates fire, which is electricity. Continue.
To understand, comprehend, to accomplish or bring out, to gain or achieve.
So we're dealing with now the actual, what we call cerebrum, right, of consciousness that, you know, if you have no bounds on your cerebrum or your consciousness, mm-hmm. you God. Jack, you using 100% of your cerebrum, you God. That's it. Continue.
Okay, go back.
Let's go back to Proverbs.
Okay. And then I was at Proverbs 28.
Yes, ma'am.
When he established the clouds above, Proverbs 8:28, forgive me, everyone. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight.
See, so that's a wrap, man. She was dead before everything. So now go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 6.
Genesis 1 and 6.
1 and 6. First pick it up in 1. Amen. And then read 6.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
Verse 6 reads.
God, forgive me. 5.
Genesis 1 and 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
So he acknowledged that the God creation of this woman mm-hmm. was that she was from the beginning.
Amen.
He called her Eve after the first day. There was nothing before the first day. Nothing. There was no such thing as time. Everything that we know and see didn't exist. She was death.
Amen.
And the law. You see, so there's a speech in heaven, like he said, a woman with, and there was a vision of a woman, Revelation 12 and 1.
Amen.
Okay, and then we're going to come back to Genesis 12 and 18.
Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Revelation 12 and 1 reads, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
That's her. Now, this is before sin.
Amen.
We got to wrap our minds around this. There's no sin here. So we're trying to tap back into those things that belong to God. It's easy to pick up on sin. That's why we always end up changing. We scratch at our heads and we be like, why we keep doing the same dumb? Yeah, but the thing is that what we need to do is go back before sin and into the picture, and then we have a foundation against it.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because if you're at the beginning, then you have no other being but the foundation of the strength of this, whatever the Father's calling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2 and 18.
Genesis 2 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 2 and 18 reads, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone.
No, look up the definition of alone.
Okay. Not good for me to be alone. The definition or the thesaurus.
You could have used the computer. Okay. .com. All right.
So the definition for alone is being apart from others, solitary.
It's not good for a man to be a hermit. That's what he just said. It's not good for you to go live in the mountains by yourself with your dog. That is not a good look. That's not what he's saying to do. Continue.
Being without anyone or anything else.
See, only. You can't live like that. You lose your mind. You lose your sense of ethics.
Amen.
Basic ethics. Continue.
Consider separately from all others of the
you
same
find yourself time. Righteous in your own mind. Continue.
Being without equal, unique, without others, without help, exclusively and only.
He said it's not good for that.
That's right.
Why are you unique if nobody else to witness that
ooh,
you are?
Okay.
So it's not good that a man should be alone. He's mm-hmm. saying, why is it not good, right?
Amen.
Okay. Let's go into Ecclesiastes.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 4, Ecclesiastes 8 and 4. Mm-hmm. Actually, pick it up at the 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Ecclesiastes 8 and 7 reads, for he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be?
4 and 8, forgive me.
Ecclesiastes
4 and 8.
Okay, amen. Go to chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 8 reads, there is one alone, and there is not a second.
He said it's not good to be alone.
Amen.
He said there is one alone, and there is not a two. That's second. Read on.
There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there...
If you don't have a child, then he don't have a wife.
Hmm.
Think about this, because she's not mentioned, is she?
Amen.
He said he didn't even mention he had a wife. Continue.
Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither
what else is your riches going to go to itself back to you, because that's who you're going to spend them on. You don't have anyone else to spend it on, children, mm-hmm. wife, family. Stuff like that. So you by yourself these things. But then it comes to this. Who you going to leave it to?
Amen.
Right? Because you're not going to keep it forever. Ask Solomon. Right?
Amen.
Continue.
Yet is there no end of all his labor? Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor? And bereave my soul of good. This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Oh, this is itching me, sorry. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor.
What? Two?
Two are better than one, because they have a good reward.
It's not good for a man to be alone, so they're going to answer. Two are
amen.
Better than one, for they should have a good reward. So, that's the answer to that law. That's the answer to that question. Two are better than one.
Amen.
It's not good that man should be alone because two is always better than one. Two can end up with three.
Amen. Verse 10. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls.
Wait a minute, why he didn't say his wife? He said his brother.
Up his fellow.
That's right, he said his brother. Continue.
But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
You see that?
Amen. That's right.
So he said, "Why? Who is that third? That's Jesus.
Amen.
That's the Christ. When you and that one joined together, he said, when two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst.
Amen.
So the strong man or someone that would attack, that would be the devil. But as long as you're in line, we're in line with the laws of God. And I'm not just talking about the 10 or the royal. I'm talking about with, even with the universe. You're in line with those things.
Amen.
You can approach him with no problems. And he'll answer.
Amen.
So here she is. So it's not good that a man should be alone. So he wrote this in our law that it's not good for a man to be alone, right? Read that 2 and 18 again.
Genesis
2
and 18?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis 2 and 18 reads, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him."
So now we picked up Eve. He said, "I'm going to make a helpmeet for him." Now, we're not going to go and revisit those things that belong to Eve because we addressed those things. We're trying to bring into the creation. Continue.
Amen. Verse 19. "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see."
You
got to
remember these out of this. If he did this, he's referring to the sixth day. That include us. We were here before you reading Genesis chapter. We were created on a sixth day too. Continue.
"And every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field."
So we snoozing on Adam, man, because he named everything. What have you named? He put a name on everything, every insect, every fish, every mammal that swim in the waters, every creeping thing, every beast of the field, everything. That's a whole lot of everything. That's like naming the stars.
That's a whole lot of everything.
Yes, that's like naming the stars. And God said he know every name of every one of the stars.
Amen.
So if he gonna give us a mind like Christ, then you know those things too. So Adam was created in the image of God. So why would he know the names of the stars too? I'm just saying, you know, we want to give Adam a bad rap. It's time to uncover some of the things that belong to him.
Amen. Verse 20, "And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof."
That's your first surgery. He cut him open, and he took a rib from him. And until this day, women have 14, and we have 13.
Is that a fact?
Google it. You know, it's right there. That a man have one less rib than a woman. And that rib is more likely to mutate into anything that belonged to that man. That rib, that 14 could turn into anything. I wouldn't be surprised that that's where you start with clones, at the 14th rib, what it says.
The 12 tribes of Israel, huh?
Amen. So, continue.
Oh, you're not going to say anything, all right.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So, we're going to go to verse 21 again.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her into the man.
Did he say create or made?
And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man.
And he said the same thing with man. He said he made a man too. Here it is. But he made her from him. That's a difference. Because he don't have no mother. She got a father. That'd be Adam. She came from him. Continue.
Amen. Verse 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Now, he said, no, you read that really fast. Read the next one right there. He said in verse 22.
Okay, we'll go back up to 22. Genesis 2 and 22 reads, and the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now a bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh.
Where did he get the notion of a skeleton? Mm-hmm. Who taught him that she was going to have a skeleton?
Amen.
He didn't open her up. He didn't look into us up under her skin. Who told him she got a skeleton? Who told him that he had a skeleton? Who told Adam and Eve they had skeletons? They got bones. What's the difference in having a bones or a skeleton in the creation that he felt the need to mention it, right?
Amen.
Luke chapter 24. In verse 37. So Jesus rose from the dead. He's coming back to check on the disciples. And they think they've seen a spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Read on.
Luke 24, verse 37 reads, but they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that is, I myself, handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have.
So God taught Adam that spirits don't have flesh and bones. That's why he said to Eve, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. Because he already knew the angels did not have a skeleton.
Hallelujah, amen.
That's right. Angels can shift shape. We cannot because we got a skeleton.
Mm.
Go to Hebrews chapter 1.
Hebrews 1.
Yes, ma'am. Hebrews 1 and verse 7.
Hebrews 1 and 7 reads, and of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire?
See, they don't have a skeleton. That's why they could shift change. That's why they could turn into a lion. That's why they could turn into a bear, a man, or eagle, or any of those things, because they don't have a skeleton.
Amen.
We do. And that's what Adam said that Eve has. She has a skeleton. So now God created her from a skeleton. So she is created in the image of God because, as we can read here, God has a skeleton and the angels don't.
Amen.
And if he has a skeleton, then what is it that the devils and the wicked is raising up and trying to boast themselves in front of God?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you wearing a shirt with a skeleton on it? Who are you witnessing for?
Mm-hmm.
mean, you got to. It's a reason why they're there. They ain't just there.
Amen.
Okay, so we see that Adam has a bone, and then he said this, and she has skeletons too, right? She has a skeleton. Amen. So now he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, right?
Amen.
Okay, so now the question is, why are we dealing with Eve in Black History, Hebrew Women Month, right?
Amen.
Okay, so he formed her from the womb where? Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. No, chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I think I want to be into it. I am into Genesis chapter 2.
Yes,
sir. Excuse me.
Really?
And let's pick it up at verse... 7.
Genesis 2 and 7?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7 reads, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
But it wasn't just like that. Watch this. Go to Ezekiel. Yes, ma'am. Go to Ezekiel and... It's 34. That it wasn't like he just created man out the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Ezekiel 37:1.
Ezekiel 37:1.
Because remember now, she's created from a skeleton. Here it is.
Okay.
So he's going to tell you how he actually created Eve. Continue.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 1.
Verse 1.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley.
And in the open what?
Bones.
Bones, right? So now he's going to tell you how he created both Adam and Eve. But since we're dealing with Eve, we're going to show you how he created her, because he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 2, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
Yeah. When he took that bone out of her, he said, I'm going to cause breath to enter into you, you're going
to live. Amen. Amen.
When he created her, that's what he said to Adam, because he said, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Breath of life.
Continue.
Verse 6. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up...
He put flesh on you.
Amen.
So when he created her in him, when he created him out the ground, and when he created her from him, he said, I'm going to put flesh on you. Sinews is flesh. In fact, read the definition of sinews.
Amen. And S-I-N-O-E-W-S. Really? S-I-N-E-W-S. I'm going to do this.
S-I-N-E-W-S.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it this
way.
Are
you on a computer? I mean, dictionary.com.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to just do it this way. It says, a piece of tough fibrous tissue uniting muscle to bone or bone to bone, a tendon or ligament. And then also the parts of a structure system.
He said, I'm going to put on you that's going to tie these muscles to your skeleton.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to keep you intact. I'm going to start with sinews. I'm going to glue you together.
Mm.
Read that again.
Amen. The definition states a piece of tough, fibrous tissue uniting muscle to bone or bone to bone, a tendon or ligament.
Continue.
And then the parts of a structure, system, or thing that give it strength are bind it together. Amen.
Amen. Let's go back to the law and pick it up at verse. No, I need you to read the noun.
Okay, I'm not. Okay, you found something
okay,
different,
right
so
here.
Just hand it
this
to me.
This right
there. Right here?
Yeah.
A cord or band of inelastic tissue connecting the muscle.
So it's an elastic tissue that's going to keep the muscles on the skeleton. He said, I'm going to create a sinew, right? So this is how he created Adam and Eve, by tying the muscles to the skeleton by something that's called a sinew.
Tendon, connective tissue, collagen, muscle system, muscular structure. Is that hamstring tendon, Achilles tendon of Achilles? Brawniness, heftiness, muscle strength, and then down here it says brawn, might, muscle, potency, power, powerfulness. Is that prusiness, strength, and thew?
There it is. So I'm going to tie you up with that. It's power. It's tough. It's strong.
I never said T-H-E-W, thew, means muscular power, strength, and well-developed
sinew. I'm
going to
tie you with muscular power and
strength. And well-developed sinew.
So Adam and Eve was well-developed.
Well-developed. Amen.
When he created them, they were well-developed.
Amen.
They weren't children. Continue.
That's it for the definition.
Okay, let's go back to the law. Pick it back up in Ezekiel chapter, what was that,
34? 37.
And 6. Continue.
Ezekiel 37 and verse 6 reads, and I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and ye shall live.
So he told us how he wrapped us tight and now he going to waterproof everything he put there with skin. Because that's what skin is. It's the raincoat of the organs that motor the spirit. Continue.
Amen. Verse 7 reads, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them.
There go Adam.
Amen.
He haven't breathed into his nostrils yet the breath of life.
Amen.
Here it comes.
Wow.
He already created him. He already created Eve. All he had to do was just breathe into her nostrils the breath of life.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God.
Do not Jesus call himself the son of man? Continue.
Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
The righteous are the saints. The saints coming back.
Amen.
They are those in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11. He said, who are these that came with them, arrayed in white robes? That's them.
Amen.
So he created her from his bone, and now she's here. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. And where do we leave off at?
Genesis chapter 2. And we left off at... Okay. And the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone.
No, we read that. We read it all. In fact, read it again. Read it again.
18.
Yeah.
So Genesis 2 and 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field.
So Adam named everything before he even had a wife. The same thing with us. Before we called ourselves going to get a wife, he had to put some things in our name. Other than a cell phone.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. 20, and Adam gave
not
names.
I keep telling you what to do with your business, but it's the law. Read on.
And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found and help me for him.
Mm-hmm.
21, and the Lord God called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
Why would he call her woman? God told him what she was going to have. He showed her what a womb is going to produce. Mm-hmm. He told that to Adam first because he wouldn't have that knowledge of her to even call her that.
Amen.
Let's look at that. Let's go into Psalms chapter 71 and 6.
Amen. Psalms chapter 71 and verse 6 reads, by thee have I holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels.
So we're going to sit up here and say Satan taught Adam about his privacy. And here it is. He's telling us, he told David that he formed the children in the womb.
Amen.
That Roe versus Wade, Wade shouldn't even exist. It shouldn't even be a conversation.
Amen.
Just because of this one scripture, they swear on this Bible, that shouldn't even be a conversation. Where are we?
Psalm 71 and 6.
Okay, let's read 127 and 3.
Psalms 127?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just what else he told Adam concerning the womb. Read on.
Psalms 127 and verse 3 reads, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward.
See?
That's right.
He told Adam that. That's why he called her a woman. You see? So God taught Adam what a womb is. So when she was created, he said, but the difference is between you and her is that she have a womb. And then he said, but you know, well, obviously he must have referred to her still a man because she was taken from man. But the difference in between us two is that she have a womb.
Amen.
So he said he called her a woman. God taught Adam what to call her. Why? Because he told him that he formed children in her, and that's his pleasure.
Amen.
That's a pleasure from him. let me see if I can get this one script. All right, I think it's in Ezekiel.
Okay.
And
Ezekiel.
Hold on. All right, Isaiah 44 and 2.
Isaiah 44 and verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Thus say the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen.
So he told Adam that he was going to have children that going to be about him. And he's going to have children that's going to be chosen of him. Adam knew all of this.
Yeah.
This is not this. This is stuff that's after Adam got it. You know, we got it through the prophets and visions and things like that. But he talked to Adam face to face, like Moses. Moses was let me take this back. Adam was 100% Cerebio.
Amen. That's right.
He was 100% cerebral, man. He didn't fear death. The only way you could be 100% cerebral is that you don't fear death.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not fear death because there was no such thing of it.
Right.
So him walking on water, getting on a tornado that's made out of fire and riding around the world to see what the earth looked like is nothing because there's no fear. Right?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so now let's go to Genesis chapter 2, and let's pick it up a little higher, right? This is Black History Month, so let's deal with a little Black History. All right? Let's go and let's pick it up at verse 8. Because this is Black History, and yes, we are talking about Adam and Eve, and yes, we are talking about Black History. We just haven't got to the Hebrew part yet.
Oh, we're getting there. Patience.
2 and 8.
Genesis 2 and 8 reads, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is, which compasses the whole land of Havilah."
Now go to Isaiah chapter 15 and 7. Let's see where Havilah is located. So the first river that leads from the Garden of Eden go next to Havilah. So where is Havilah located? Let's let the scripture speak. 15, Isaiah, First Samuel,
okay.
Chapter 15 and verse 7.
Amen. First Samuel 15 and verse 7 reads, "And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah."
No, read that again.
"And Saul smote the Amalekites."
There you go. That tried
Amalekites. "And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou camest to Shur." That is over against Egypt.
So Havilah is over against Egypt. What continent is Egypt located?
Man.
Africa.
And what was that question again?
The Garden of Eden was located right there because he said Havilah is there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right next to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's next to Egypt, then that's Africa. So God created a man and woman in his image that they will come from Africa.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that Adam and Eve were Hebrews. No, I'm saying they were Africans. First, now, for reason of identification purposes of the continent itself, we don't recognize C. Pure Africanus as the progenitor of that continent. However, we do use it as identification purposes that God created Eve and Adam from there. So Adam and Eve was black. Look up the word Adam.
Oh, you want to...
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Yeah, because it's kind of... You have that other Adam. And Adam. You're doing it on there? You already know on the dictionary it's going to say in the Bible, the first man, the husband of Eve.
No, I wanted to, I'm looking for when he said Adam means red, which means blood.
And you know what? I'm going to start using the Hebrew, according.
Okay, well, let's just leave it like that. Amen. So we got Adam and Eve. We've seen how they was created, just like he created Adam. And he spoke life into her, so now she's here. And now he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's here. So with that being said, now we're going to deal with what she brought to the creation other than sin. I know that's the first thing we get. No, we really missing out on what she brought to the creation. So we're going to deal with that tomorrow. God willing, we live. So with all of that being said, we want to thank everybody for the time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here, the sounds of living waters.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Yes, read your Bible. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.